I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Libya has been enjoying a warming of relations with the West. No longer is the North African country ostracized internationally as a terrorist-supporting pariah state. So it's surprising to hear that Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has just called for a jihad, or holy war, against Switzerland. Gaddafi said his declaration was in part a response to a recent Swiss ban on the building of minarets, the towers on mosques. Time magazine's Paris correspondent Vivian Walt has just returned from Libya. She says the trouble between Libya and Switzerland has been brewing for some time, and it's personal.
It did begin very personally for Gaddafi when his son and his wife were arrested in Geneva about 18 months ago for allegedly assaulting their servants in a hotel. Those charges were dropped, but since then, there has been a lot of very bad water under the bridge, you might say. The most recent is that Switzerland 2 weeks ago drew up a blacklist of 188 top Libyans, including Muammar Gaddafi, who were not welcome in Switzerland. And Libya immediately responded by banning the visas not only of Switzerland, but of most of the EU countries.
And what about the minaret ban referendum last November in Switzerland? How did that go over in Libya?
You know, it was briefly covered in Libya at the time, but it's become much more of an issue in the last week or two as the whole battle over the visas and the blacklist against Libyans has emerged as being the real crux of the crisis now. The minaret ban in Switzerland has been worked into that as being a way of characterizing Switzerland as being anti-Islamic.
I got to say, there's something almost comical about Libya declaring jihad on Switzerland. I mean, the whole thing seems a little ridiculous.
Well, it is indeed somewhat bizarre theater, even for Libya, to be going to battle against Europe's most neutral country politically. However, Gaddafi has a domestic audience, and he is, in a way, wrapping himself in the cloak of, you know, pure Islam. And on a broader level, Libya is really wrestling within itself with which way to go. It's a new ally of the West, and yet it is still somewhat of a closed, repressive country. And really, there is a kind of battle for the soul of Libya, which is unfolding right now.
And I guess we should never underestimate the potential of seemingly minor disputes having major long-term consequences. How serious could this get? I mean, is there potential for other European countries, for example, to be dragged into the hostility between Libya and Switzerland?
Well, they are already dragged into it in the sense that Switzerland is part of what is called the Schengen visa system. That's 25 European countries that share immigration. Libya has now banned all visas for Schengen citizens, so most of Europe is now banned from visiting or doing business in Libya. The call for jihad is more serious than it might sound, in the sense that you could have people who are not particularly cool-headed deciding to, for example, burn down Swiss buildings or attack Swiss citizens, as happened after the depiction of Muhammad in the Danish cartoons, you might remember.
Right. What do you think the spat with Switzerland reveals about how ready Libya really is to discard its past as a pariah state? I mean, do you think it's all a question of Muammar Gaddafi at this point?
There is no doubt that Libya finds itself at a crucial turning point. Yesterday, I happened to spend some time with Gaddafi's son, Saif Gaddafi, who's regarded as the next leader of Libya, possibly. And he was quite blunt, saying that the whole crisis over Switzerland just shows that Libya is simply not ready to deal with the West, and that if they want real diplomatic ties with Western countries, they're going to have to find some way of dealing with the other elements of the West, which is democratic values, freedom of expression, and everything else that comes along with this new relationship.
Time magazine's Vivian Walt in Paris, just back from a reporting trip to Libya. As always, Vivian, thank you.
You're welcome.